Trump says all future Houthi attacks will be treated as Iranian strikes, with dire consequences for Iran. President Donald Trump escalated his rhetoric against Iran on Monday, declaring that any future attacks by the Houthi terrorist group in Yemen would be treated as direct acts of aggression by Tehran, warning that Iran would be held responsible and face dire consequences. Trump's remarks, posted on Truth Social on March 17, followed a series of U.S. military strikes over the weekend against Houthi positions in Yemen. The strikes were a response to the group's persistent attacks on Red Sea shipping, including direct assaults on U.S. forces. While Iran has denied any direct involvement or backing for the Houthis, Trump insists otherwise. Let nobody be fooled. The hundreds of attacks being made by Houthi, the sinister mobsters and thugs based in Yemen, who are hated by the Yemeni people, all emanate from and are created by Iran, Trump wrote in Monday's social media post. Any further attack or retaliation by the Houthis will be met with great force, and there is no guarantee that that force will stop there. Trump accused Iran of directly orchestrating the Houthis' military actions, rejecting claims that Tehran lacks control over the group. They're dictating every move, giving them the weapons, supplying them with money and highly sophisticated military equipment, and even so-called intelligence, Trump wrote. Every shot fired by the Houthis will be looked upon, from this point forward, as being a shot fired from the weapons and leadership of Iran, and Iran will be held responsible and suffer the consequences, and those consequences will be dire. Iran has denied any direct involvement in the Red Sea shipping attacks, and in response to U.S. airstrikes against the Houthis, Iranian officials issued threats of retaliation. I warn all enemies that any threat being carried out will draw a tough, decisive, and devastating reaction. General Hossein Salami, head of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, said in a statement to state-run media outlet Tasnim News on March 16. Salami insisted that Iran plays no role in setting the national or operational policies of its allied militant groups in the region. A spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry reinforced the warning on March 17, telling Iranian state-controlled outlet Press TV, "We will respond decisively to any aggression against Iran's territorial integrity and its national security and interests. There is no doubt about this." The Houthis, also known as Ansar Allah, are a Shiite Islamic militant faction that has controlled much of Yemen for nearly a decade despite sustained Saudi-led military intervention. Over the past 18 months, the Houthis had targeted the U.S. Navy directly 174 times and attacked commercial vessels 145 times, often with guided precision weapons, Secretary of State Marco Rubio told CBS on March 16. Rubio said that such attacks threaten freedom of navigation in a shipping lane critical for global commerce, and that the United States will respond with force until they stop. "We're not going to have these people controlling which ships can go through and which ones cannot," Rubio said, adding that the U.S. response will go on until they no longer have the capability to do that. The Houthis have claimed that their attacks on Red Sea shipping are retaliation for Israel's military operations in Gaza against the Iran-backed Hamas terrorist group following its October 7, 2023, attack on Israeli communities. The U.S. State Department recently redesignated the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization, reversing a Biden-era policy that Trump has blamed for emboldening the group's attacks on U.S. forces, allies, and maritime shipping in the Red Sea. Trump's national security advisor, Michael Waltz, told ABC on Sunday that the weekend strikes targeted multiple Houthi leaders and took them out, though he did not provide names or further specifics. Rubio confirmed that several key Houthi military facilities had been destroyed. So far, however, the Houthis have remained defiant. The group's political bureau issued a statement warning that they will meet escalation with escalation.